All right, it's a KFC Radio throwback quickie. My guest today was, I think, the first ever, but certainly one of the first, possibly the first ever guest on KFC Radio. It had to be the first, right? It was episode 32. It was episode 32. We're now on like 300 and something.
Oh,
so we've done like 270 something episodes since you were on. You almost had to be guest number one. Allie Lee joins us once again 4 years later.
Guest number one. I really, really like that.
Are you proud? Wear that?
I'm on the ground level, on the foundation right
now.
You are. That's what it's important.
You paved the way for like a couple other people.
Okay, yeah. That's all I can take credit for.
We also, this is appropriate that we are doing a quickie together because when we did Marry, Fuck, Kill, I think you fucked me.
I did. I
think
did.
So.
Oh my gosh, you're right. Well, now I'm embarrassed.
Why?
Heavens. Well.
Can't be embarrassed.
Yeah.
Well, if you do a Marry, Fuck, Kill.
Did I kill you?
No, you definitely didn't kill me, but that was more because I like set it up. You couldn't kill me.
Okay, okay.
You were like my like point of contact. It was probably, you actually might have married me just because I was the easy way out. I was like, that's the guy that I know, so
obviously,
like, I'll marry
you. Yeah. Well, that is what happens.
That's just how it goes in real life, too. Yeah. I know you. I guess you're tolerable. Okay, I'll marry you.
Yeah,
when you do a marry, fuck, kill, if I'm marry, fuck, killing, like, you're in it. Would you rather be marry or fuck? I always go back and forth on these two.
That's a really good question.
I think if somebody says marry, I'm like, why didn't you fuck me? And if someone says fuck, I'm like, why didn't you marry me?
That's a really good, yeah, I was going to say that would be my conundrum there, but I lean fuck.
You want to be more fuckable than marryable?
Oh, no. I want to be more marryable, but you still definitely should want to fuck me.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I mean,
and
there, please.
And this therein lies the problem.
Yeah, it's like, I guess you're right. You're right.
If you say you want to marry me,
yeah,
I'm like, oh, so I'm just like, ugh, I'm like the safe play. You want
to
marry me?
No, yeah, that's how I feel, yeah.
But if you say, fuck me, I'm like, oh, what, I'm not good enough to marry?
No, you know what?
I'm very picky. I'm
today in the world,
about my
if a guy says he wants to marry you, you take that. Don't worry about the rest of it. Just take it.
All right, deal. You gotta take, beggars can't be choosers.
Right,
take what you can get.
Exactly.
So 4 years ago, you were Guess That Ass on Barstool Chicago. Guess That Ass is no longer a thing. We just don't even do it anymore. Isn't that sad?
Yeah, yeah, that's very sad. I thought it was great.
It was great. You know, two things happened. One, it used to be like celebrity asses from like paparazzi pictures.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd actually be able to guess it. You'd be like, I know that ass.
Right.
That's like Taylor Swift or some shit.
But then
the paparazzi pictures, they like crack down on them. Like you get like sued if you use them.
Oh.
So now it's just Instagram girls. And it's like, a new ass every day. There's no,
and there
there's
are
no
billion
honor
assets
in the game anymore.
Well, there's no honor, and yeah, for sure there's no
it's
honor.
It's just like fake asses and new asses. Nobody knows anything. And two, you just can't like do that shit anymore on the internet. It's sad. You can't just like talk about chicks' asses. There's always
nobody
blowback.
Nobody thinks that's funny anymore, apparently.
Come on.
Yeah.
Asses
this isn't the
always
right time.
Like, yeah, it's the wrong time to be talking about who's got a good ass and who doesn't.
Well, and we all have ass, so that's the unfortunate part.
Well, you know, some people have more ass than others.
Yeah.
And therein lies, you know, your Instagram followers and whatnot. If you have more ass, you're ahead of the game, put it that way.
Yeah.
You since have, like, gone heavy into the fitness world. You're, like,
apparently
in fucking great shape, huh?
Well, thank you, my friend.
Yeah.
Apparently that's the direction it happened to go. It wasn't really part of my plan
Is that
altogether.
Like, would you call it your career?
It's definitely a main source of income.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know if I'd call it a career. Yeah, no.
Like endorsements and shit or like winning competitions?
Yeah, endorsements. Honestly, the fitness world needs to, somebody has to come in there and figure out how to better pay us. there's no way to put that in my
way. Yeah, because here's my thing.
Like, shit.
I am the king of skinny fat. I am so far from a fitness model. I'm probably literally the polar opposite of a fitness model.
Ooh, I don't know.
I'll take that. That's the nice compliment somebody can give me about my physical appearance. I don't know about that. So to me, for me to commit to fitness on the level that you do, it'd have to be for like $1 billion.
You know, I feel like there is possible, maybe I can make $1 billion one day.
Oh, yeah.
Do you feel
billion?
That about yourself?
No.
See,
I
totally feel like that. Possibly.
How are you going to hit that bill? That B word.
You know, that's a good question.
Yeah.
That's
I guess it's possible, but I have no fucking idea.
But I do believe it. So see, that's the problem. Mm-hmm. Like I'm partly crazy, and so
that's
as a crazy person,
is believing
right.
that you can win.
Exactly.
You
know what? Everything I've ever done has been because I believed in myself, and nothing I've ever done has been like something you look at me and be like, that person should be able to do that. No, not really. Not so much. Okay. I don't have those natural gifts. I just have to work really hard.
I get it. You gotta have that mentality. I respect that.
Right.
And I guess your other career, your other source of income, your other whatever else takes up your time is weed.
Yeah, it's working out that way. Apparently, this is going
to
be a big year for that.
On the surface, to most people, I would think they think of fitness competitor and like hardcore pothead as two opposite things.
Yes, that's incorrect. You know,
apparently, I mean, you're living proof.
Right. Oh, see, you know, I like that. Thank you for saying I'm like a proof because really, you know, people will look at your body and immediately be like, oh, you're so healthy, you're so this. And it's wonderful to be healthy, and I'm fully healthy. However, cannabis is part of your health. And
it's
people
natural.
Don't. Yeah, it is, and people don't ever consider that. But Schwarzenegger does. And so if you go back to the basics, people, go back to the basics. He knows what he's talking about. So that's why.
So you now work with cannabis, with weed, marijuana.
I do.
And well, you said you do like some distributing.
I'm working on.
You do marketing.
I'm doing a lot of different things, especially this coming up here. And I don't know exactly what I'll talk about. But definitely we're doing some distribution stuff that's going to be really fun.
So you're just a drug dealer.
No,
just a drug dealer.
With
if
some paper. Like
says,
I have some
like,
papers that make me legal about it.
I am a distributor of cannabis.
You know,
I'm a pharmacist for. I'm like you sell weed, bitch.
And I have a card that has my face on it that makes it okay,
wow.
Right? And that's really the only factor that ever made anything okay—a piece of paper. I mean, but when you think about it, everything that makes anything okay comes down to a piece of paper.
That's true.
So that's some bullshit.
It's just like
to
you
me,
just decide this is legal, this is okay,
right?
And
yeah. And
but at the same time, so like,
that.
Do you have to worry? You still.
I gave up worrying about it a long time ago.
But I mean, like at some point, so you are literally distributing weed, right?
Yeah.
You personally.
I personally, we're going to decide about whether I personally will be able to hand deliver because it's a little bit sketchy.
That's
you know
what I'm saying.
Like
so even if
we have armored cars and
distributor,
everything.
Yeah, you're moving weight. You got to like worry that like if somebody were to be like, I want that whole truck full of weed.
Right.
You got to be on the lookout for that.
Yeah, and it's happened already. So we definitely have to take some different precautions.
Like
yeah.
Somebody's been like, had it carjacked and had all the fucking.
Yeah, and I personally wasn't there. So I was very lucky. But yeah, it definitely happens. And even in the legal area because all those guys that are legal used to be illegal. Not that, not to say, you know, but I mean, you still have to learn how to operate in an illegal territory,
for
even
sure.
The best of people, you know, we still have to
so
figure
like,
it out.
Because technically, this is still a very, very, it's like the infancy of it being
right.
legal. So there's going to be a lot of overlap from the sketchy world to the legitimate
exactly,
world.
Exactly,
exactly. You basically have to know how to be a drug dealer, whether or not you call yourself a drug dealer.
Disclaimer.
Do you carry a gun? Do you have like a team of dudes who carry guns?
There you go. That's what I have. I have a team of dudes. I do not personally carry a gun. That would not be appropriate for me.
coming right off the remarks, I'm a crazy person.
Yeah, right.
Maybe
exactly.
Not
no,
give Allie
my
a
judgment's
gun.
Not appropriate for that. No, not at all. And besides that, you know, the trigger thing, I could be trigger happy. I don't know.
Yeah,
you know.
No offense,
stay
I don't think I would trust
it.
You with a
yeah.
gun.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Well, then we're on the same page.
So how does this start though? Like you. You just like weed a lot, and to the point that you're like, I'm gonna work in this. Like you start smoking weed when you're a kid. You're like, I like being high. Then you like really dive into it. You're like, you know what? I take an interest in this, and now I'm gonna like learn how to make money off it.
Well, so basically, that's what happens with anything I take an interest in or do in life. If I'm doing it at all, I take an interest in it to the point where I'm gonna figure out a way to monetize it and grow it because that's just how I think.
Right.
But no, I never smoked till after I was 18, actually, because I wanted to go through high school. This is also indicative of how I think. Not because I didn't want to smoke weed or there was ever anything wrong with it, but because I wanted to go through high school. Did anybody hear that?
Hear what?
Can anybody hear that? Anybody? I'm sorry, but does anybody else hear that?
Yes, I hear it.
Do you?
Yeah, that noise.
Am I shouting? Am I shouting?
What's going on? Are you okay? Yo, you gotta stop smoking weed.
No. Oh God, I forgot that's what we were talking about. No. No, I'm sorry. I'm good now, but I guess nobody heard that, right?
What can you describe what you were hearing?
It was like a... Ooh, like it just... Everything shifted, right?
You gotta lay off the weed.
Okay. We're gonna go with that for now. Oof. I was going to tell you something. Let me get some Unified Water ASAP because, golly, man. I don't know what happened, but I'm back. Whatever we were talking about was very important, and I was going to tell you guys something needed.
Join us back on the planet Earth here.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Damn, of all the times that would have happened right now. It happens to me all the time, but could have just
apparently,
waited.
Apparently, yeah.
Could have waited a minute. I think what I was saying,
you were talking about being crazy and being obsessed with weed to the point that you like turned
it
into...
I was going to say, in high school, I didn't smoke weed all through school because I wanted to go through high school being able to say I never smoked all through high school.
Oh, that's stupid.
It was
that's
so stupid,
that's like people
stupid,
who
want to
be virgins until they get married. What's
okay,
the point of that?
I didn't stick with that one. But good. I will say that it was stupid. It was the dumbest. I mean, like, what? I mean, but I will say I went through high school without smoking weed, and now I'm
did
one of the
only
people.
Did you party in high school otherwise?
Yeah.
You drank in high school?
Yeah.
You hooked up in high school?
Yeah. I mean, I was an idiot.
You just didn't smoke weed?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. It was one of those things where it's really like a personality.
You were wild enough to be like, I was an idiot in high school.
Oh, shit, yeah.
But
I was an idiot through most of my life. I mean, let's be totally fair. My best friend, assistant, is sitting right there.
You drew the line at weed?
Yeah.
Did you do any other drugs?
Yeah. It makes no sense at all. And now that I'm talking about it, it really is so dumb. What a stupid thing to do. I have no idea.
It's a self-inflicted.
Well,
like
you know
punishment.
What? I was thinking about that recently. Like, I like deprivation. Like, I like to deprive myself of things and see how long I can go. Sometimes it's really simple, like with cake. I'll see if I can go without cake. And, you know, but then eventually I have to have some fucking cake. It has to happen. I love cake. And there's nothing to be gained from that, I don't think, really. And I thought there might be something to be gained from not smoking weed, but there really wasn't.
Nope,
it wasn't incorrect. It was poor judgment.
So, how often do you smoke?
Oh,
every day?
Every day. Yeah.
Multiple times a day?
Yeah.
You high right now?
Yeah.
I mean, clearly after that, after the phantom noises.
Well, I mean, like I'm business high, and you know that's what it is. You
it's
know,
just
you stay
different
business
degrees high.
Right, definitely, and
see,
I in different degrees of weed, and you have to know what you
like,
want and what you like.
I need to be like, I need this level of acceptance for a drunk. I need to be able to be business drunk.
That's a good idea.
If right now I was drunk, people would be like, oh, that guy's got a drinking problem. It's like,
yeah.
I'm just business drunk. Just got like
it's a little
buzz
early.
On. Relax.
30 minutes from now, you could be in a home stretch space.
30 minutes from now?
Yeah.
Is that the deal?
No. It is still early in the morning.
It's
10:45. Yes. It is a lot earlier than I thought.
When do you start drinking?
I don't drink. I don't drink a single drop of anything.
When did you stop drinking?
I think I was about 21. I know I was about 21 because it was right after my 21st birthday, and I was about like,
you're done.
I was about
you're
done,
done with that?
Yeah, that was a hard one. I was living in Atlanta at that time.
When it got good.
Yeah. That's when you apparently, that is what happened, but it really was bad. Like, I think that it wasn't even just my birthday, though. Like, drinking was hard.
It was
tough.
Drinking takes its toll. That's
and
the
I really am an athlete, and it's just I'm not one of those athletes. Like, I know lots of really fantastic athletes that can just drink all day and drink all night, really, and then train.
It's
they
just
do their
like,
thing, but I'm not like that.
Some people's liver or whatever can just handle it better than others. Some people's got a good liver. That's the one thing I think I got. I think I got a good liver.
Well, that's good.
Like, the only thing in my body that really is good, I think, would be my liver.
Just your liver? That's all you have to offer?
I mean, you tell me what else do I got going for me?
I'm not going to tell you.
My dick's not that great.
Oh.
My I don't have any like muscle.
Not any. I don't have any muscle at all.
I got like no muscle.
I'm skinny fat.
I'm the king of skinny fat. You definitely could beat me up. Put it that
way. Oh, I could, yeah. I make sure that's
have you ever,
that's true.
When was the last time you beat somebody up?
I'm so a lover, not a fighter. But, you know, I'm one of those lovers, like if you get in my face, obviously, I'm going to walk the fuck away from you is what's going to happen.
Okay, I got it.
That's the kind of fighter I am.
When was the last time you threw a punch, though?
I throw punches at bags constantly.
At a person.
I think it must have been middle school.
Oh, okay.
And it was more like a happy punch.
Was it a girl or a guy?
Oh, definitely a girl. And it wasn't my fault. It was never my fault.
No,
it really
it's
isn't.
Never
I will
your
say,
fault.
At one time in Atlanta, a girl spit at me, and I went at her, and I was like, fuck. And it was terrible. But, you know, she spit at me, and we were on stage, and like, she was furious about something that never even happened. And so it was a very difficult moment.
Spitting on someone is like, that's assault.
That's
the most
ultimate
disrespectful thing you can do. Unless it's all like consensual and in the heat of
right,
the moment.
Right, that's
you know,
totally
then
right.
Then you can get down with that whole
obviously.
Scene. That's. That's kind of our brand here, not consensual. KFC Radio. We're supporting that movement.
The
like,
spit.
Yeah, like when you know, like get kinky with it.
Yeah,
like,
we support. Do what you do.
Yeah,
we support
do
that.
You.
Be yourself.
Spit.
It's how we like you.
It's
be
just
yourself.
Like how we roll.
Yeah. Piss on yourself. Whatever you have to do.
I don't know.
Oh, sorry about that.
That might
my
be
bad.
Your style. Just, I don't know.
Sorry.
I don't know.
Like, scratch
their
it.
Own. Own.
Yeah.
I would bet in 10 years it's like fully legal. Maybe still stigma because there's still a whole generation of people who are going to be like, I don't know, to me, that's drugs.
Yeah.
Like, even me, like, I don't care about it, but, like, it's weird to me. You
really?
Know? It's still, like...
See, I'm at the point now, I guess I've shifted my perspective. I've had some life experiences that have moved me lately that I'm like, shit, I don't even know if any of you people are real. I'll be totally honest. Like, I can flick you just to see if you're totally here with me or not. I don't know.
Oh, you're crazy.
Yeah.
So you're really crazy.
But you know what? It's nice that you're still
sitting across from me.
I
say girls are crazy, crazier, and craziest. So I thought you were just crazy. Now you're floating towards crazier.
But you know what?
And really, we'll be honest, that whole thing where you heard noises that weren't happening, that's probably craziest material.
But honestly, though, like, I'm not the kind of crazy that's going to bust in your car window. So, I mean, right. I will if I
you're
hear
like,
voices that
like
are telling me to help you.
Hippy-dippy crazy. Not like... Like violent,
yeah.
Scorned lover, crazy type shit. That's
right.
What girls
Although,
get crazy.
Although, don't
crazy.
Fuck with me because I could very easily become a scorned lover.
Yeah, I could see that.
Very
I
easily.
I could see that happening. I could see that happening. Oh, all right, so let me run this little scenario by you right now. We have this saga that is unfolding with callers to my show.
Oh, fun.
2 weeks in a row, we've had two people from this same story call in. So it started out, this girl was like, she told this whole story that one time she had broken up with a boy. Was all upset about it, out at the bar. I think this was in college. They're young. Grab some random dude from the bar on the way out. Like, uh-huh. You're good enough. Come home with me. They have sex. She ends up doing anal with him. After she's done, she's, like, so embarrassed of everything. She's like, you got to get out, like, but jump out the window because I don't want anybody seeing you. The guy's like, no.
Yeah.
So she pushes him out her bedroom door, closes the door, locks it, leaves him in, like, their common room in their dorm, and is just done with it. She goes to me, she's just like, whatever, okay, story happens, like, a little bit slutty, but whatever. Fast forward like 6 months, and I'm at brunch with my girlfriends, and the topic of hooking up and anal sex and one night stands come up, and I tell my whole story, and my roommate who's sitting at brunch with me has this horrified look on her face.
Oh, no.
So she tells the story that after the boy was pushed out the bedroom door and the door was locked, that roommate came home from the bar, found this dude just sitting in their living room, and she grabs him, and she's like, you, come with me.
Oh, my God, no.
Fucks him right after the roommate not only had sex with him, but did all that extra
right, with him.
And so now, the first girl called in. Last episode, we had the other girl call in. I'm trying to find out where the
oh
guy is.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you
guy.
Have to.
Greatest
oh, that's what the picture
life.
Was about.
Yes.
Yes.
That's
oh, my
the
God.
Cartoon that's out there.
He better be as cute as that picture, though, I have to tell you. That was a cute drawing.
A
yeah. Is he
a
really?
A good-looking guy. I don't know. We'll find out.
Well,
the cartoon
on,
was like
guy.
The sexiest
Bring
guy
it.
I've ever seen
Bring
in my
it.
Life.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
But if you're either of the girls in this situation, what are you doing? I mean, you know, like that, you let the Ally Lee crazy come out, and it's like... Is that going to be a cat fight? Is that going to be like, I can't believe you fucking did that and pushed him into our living room?
Wait a
like
minute, they're roommates?
Girl, they're roommates.
Oh, then they're just high-fiving.
You think so?
Hell yes, they're
high-fiving.
They're
just like, yeah, you fucked him, I fucked him. I don't know if that girl who got sloppy
no,
sex
yeah,
is high-fiving.
No, yeah, that one kind of sucks.
Because, like, you got to think about some of the things that might have been going on.
Yeah,
after.
I was going to say, you got to not think about them. That's the key. That's the only way to get by that.
You know what? That's the message for life.
Yeah, don't
just
think about
not
it.
Not think about
I've
it.
Heard that recently. People have been saying, you know, maybe if I don't think about it. Maybe if I just don't think about it.
Yeah, it's not
And I'm
real.
Like, that's so stupid.
Yep,
yeah.
But that's the only way to
Doesn't
get through.
Work.
It's
yeah.
like, you know what, just smoke some weed.
Yeah.
Don't think
well,
about it.
Well, that's how I do it. And I've tried to not think about it. Not thinking about it doesn't work.
So just get a little high. And
yeah,
then
just
like,
get a little high.
It,
and
it doesn't bother you.
Yeah. I try. It. Yeah. Doesn't always work. But.
So what's next for Ally Lee?
That's a way big question.
Yeah.
I feel like that's has 45
more
years
cannabis,
of answer.
More fitness.
Oh, both of those,
more
yeah.
More kids, more more social media stuff, more what?
Yeah, you know, really there's the groundwork for this next couple of years is definitely going to be cannabis-based, I feel. And then the fitness is always on top of that. I am an athlete. I'll always be an athlete. Oh, and I'm going to be looking forward to seeing anybody and everybody at the LA Fit Expo in
go.
January. I believe it's January 6th, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th. Any of those times. yeah, so that'll be fun. I'll be at the BSN booth. BSN. And Yeah, that's my best promo for the day, I promise.
Awesome stuff, though. And so will it be like a Ali Lee strand of weed, a strain of weed? Like what do we
legitimately
expect?
That's a very hard thing to get done, is have an actual strand of weed in your name. And if that were to ever happen, it would be quite an honor.
I feel like that's you know, like a basketball player getting a shoe.
Right, it's a lot like
an
that.
Endorsement
very
deal.
Much so.
Like you got your own strand.
Yeah, and you could pay for it, but it costs like millions of dollars, and then nobody buys it, nobody cares anyway. So,
it's just like a status thing.
Right, okay. Right.
What would your strand of weed, if you had to plan it, pick it, color, flavor, style, what?
Such a good question. I could do that for all. That's an all-day question. Yeah. But I'd go with sativa. I like anything that makes me creative, and I like the upper, you know, like lift me up. Mm-hmm. That's how I go through the day anyway.
I like my downers.
Gotta be functional.
I would not smoke your weed.
Oh, you know what? And I was gonna say, and I have to. Well, that's on the other side of it. I need my down for help telling me to go to sleep. Mm-hmm. I have extreme anxiety, and that's another thing. You know, people think, oh, you're a putt. No, I have issues. Obviously, you've seen them. Unfold a little bit, so you know those issues don't stem from nothing. We have damage, and our damage causes things. So, you know. The indica definitely helps me sleep. That's
what's up.
You'd like that.
Yeah, no, I mean.
You do like that.
I'm all about basically altering my state of reality to not deal with how I actually feel at any given moment.
And you know what?
So
you're such a happy, upbeat person, and I feel like that's makes sense. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Good stuff. All right, so you can find her. You're still on Instagram and Twitter.
I am, and if you're paying any attention, you can also find Unify Water at a lot of different stores, especially in New York. Yeah. We're in New York. That's a good spot for me to be talking about. They're all over the place.
It just looks delicious.
Oh, man, it really is. You can taste the difference.
It's going to quench my thirst like a motherfucker.
And it really is. That's the thing about it.
Look at that pH, 7.3.
7.3, literally the perfect pH.
I've been waiting for some pH 7.3 water my whole life.
I know you have.
I feel like I've been drinking like 7.4, 7.5s. I'm like,
You made me feel like I've brought so much to the table.
Look at that, literally.
Yeah, but the best part about it is that for every bottle sold, you can take your actual bottle and take your barcode and go online and drop a pin where you want your water to be delivered, and you can have water delivered, a gallon of water.
Shit.
For your one bottle of water, a whole gallon of water will be delivered to somewhere that needs it, like Flint, Michigan. We're still having that problem. FYI, everybody thinks that's done and over with. It's not.
Nope.
Big problem. So, and of course, it can go all over the world also. That's the whole initiative. And that's my favorite thing about it. That is the reason I love this brand. It's fabulous.
Good stuff. Well, thank you for coming through again. It's been a nice little reunion.
And it has
I'm
been
happy
fabulous.
To see things are going good for you.
Yeah, you too, buddy.
We'll do it again in 4 years.
Yes, sir.